Congress gets a look at the rules governing military tribunals today. Defense and Justice Department attorneys have been tweaking the system for the past 4 months since President Bush signed an executive order that allowed for trying Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters caught in Afghanistan. The rules are expected to soothe the concerns of Congress. NPR's Barbara Bradley is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
The concept of a military tribunal was controversial when it was announced in November. Is it still controversial?
It's a lot less controversial. Now, you'll remember there were congressional hearings and a lot of people were talking about kangaroo courts. And people were worried that the trials would be held in secret, that defendants wouldn't get to see the evidence against them, they could be sentenced to death with only two-thirds vote, and people also worried that the defendants would have no right of appeal. So there was this kind of uproar, and the administration was really taken aback, and they said, wait a minute, hold on, we're just getting going writing these rules. We're going to put in all sorts of safeguards.
And did they do that?
And they did. In most ways, these tribunals will look a lot like a court-martial that an American soldier could face. The accused will get some basic rights. He'll be presumed innocent. He'll have a right to a free military attorney, and he can hire a civilian one. He can see the evidence against him, though some of it could be presented in secret for national security reasons. He'll get an open trial, which means that we can go and watch and report on the proceedings. And the evidence will have to show guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, which is just like a criminal trial. And finally, he can be convicted by two-thirds vote, but to get the death penalty, it'll have to be a unanimous vote.
Well, there are key differences between these tribunals and a court-martial.
There are. There are two major differences. The first is evidentiary standards. It'll be a lot easier to get evidence into these proceedings than, say, into a federal court or a military trial. Basically, the standard is any evidence that has, quote, probative value to a reasonable person will be admitted. And that means hearsay or secondhand evidence could be admitted. It also means that evidence like documents could be introduced where the U.S. government doesn't know the chain of custody. In other words, doesn't know whether the documents were in reliable hands the entire time. The second potential flashpoint involves the review board. Now, say a defendant loses his case before the military tribunal. Normally, a civilian or a soldier could appeal to a federal court, but that's not the case with these defendants. They do have a right of appeal, but it's to a so-called review board. That's a three-member panel. It could be more, depending on what the president decides. And they're appointed by the president, and they can look at whether there were errors in the process, but they can't go to the U.S. federal court.
Who will be on the commission?
It'll be between 3 and 7 military officers. The presiding officer will have to be a JAG or a military lawyer, but the others don't have to have any legal training at all. And, you know, they pretty much run the show here. They can ask questions. They're the ones to decide whether evidence can be admitted. It'll take all 7 officers to give the death penalty, and presumably they can be as fast as they like with these decisions. That's the whole idea, of course, of military tribunals, and they can be done anywhere.
And when's the first case?
That is a really great question. Initially, everyone thought the first tribunal would be sometime in the summer, presumably in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Now it looks like it'll be at least another 6 months before we see the first trial.
Why so long?
Well, a couple reasons. One is the FBI and other investigators are amassing this huge amount of information. They've come across all these documents and videos and other things out in Afghanistan, and they're sifting through it all. But when those investigators look at that evidence, their first priority is not these military tribunals. The first priority is to find clues as to some future attack. So the trials aren't exactly on the front burner. Also, I think the military really wants to do this right. I mean, you remember a lot of people were saying, gee, if we use military tribunals to prosecute foreigners, then other countries can use military tribunals to prosecute Americans abroad. So they're really realizing that they're going to be under an international microscope, and they want to make sure they've got really ironclad cases.
Today, members of key committees in the House and Senate will get a look at the new rules. Will they like what they see?
Well, I asked an outside lawyer who consulted with the military on the rules, and the lawyer said, well, you know, civil rights groups are going to moan whatever we do. But on the whole, people will be pleasantly surprised. And from a look at the rules, the military did seem to take congressional criticism into account. But, you know, in the end, Bob, it doesn't really matter because this is an executive order and the president doesn't need congressional approval.
NPR Justice Correspondent Barbara Bradley.